A moment now to remember a woman who broke new ground on the LAPD. Josephine Serrano Collier was the first Mexican-American woman on the force. She's now died at age 91. NPR's Shireen Marisol Meraji tells us more.
Josephine Serrano Collier grew up in Los Angeles when it was perfectly fine to put a sign in a business window that read, "Sorry, no Mexicans." She was raised on the mostly Mexican east side of L.A. and witnessed young men getting roughed up by beat cops and street fights between Mexican zoot suiters and soldiers on leave from World War II. Serrano Collier wanted to be a liaison between the Mexican-American community and the LAPD.
My mom was always one that stuck up for the underdog.
That's her oldest daughter, Suzanne Collier.
And I'm very proud of what my mother did.
Her mom joined the LAPD in 1946 with the very first group of women admitted to the force, and she was the only Latina. They didn't get a graduation ceremony, uniforms, or a gun. Now Latinas make up 20% of the Los Angeles Police Department, and they get all that.
We come a long way, baby, like they say.
Lillian Carranza is a patrol captain for LAPD's 77th Division in South Central L.A. Carranza says she can't imagine what it was like to join the LAPD as a Latina at a time when tensions between the department and the Mexican-American community were at a boiling point, and far fewer women were in the workforce, let alone the police force.
I cannot imagine the heartache she had to go through, not only with her family, but friends, as well as the community members. And extremely brave woman.
Serrano Collier's daughter, Suzanne, says her mom loved the work long after she left the force.
She liked to watch Cops or some of those programs. She would say, well, that's not the right way to do it. So even toward the end, it was still part of her being.
Josephine Serrano Collier died on February 25th in Tucson, Arizona, surrounded by her family. She was 91 years old. Shireen Marisol Meraji, NPR News.